And now your Football Friday Night Week Number 5 highlights from KNIA KRLS. The Class 3A Number 2 Pella Little Dutch hosting the Knoxville Panthers. Corey Hauser and Randy Sikkema on KRLS. Tony Correa and Ryan Rump on KNIA.
Kleinberg back to throw from the shotgun. Pass intercepted! Nice job there by Tanner Duncan. He picks it off at the 10, gets it to the 15, trying to find some room and gets knocked down at around the 16-yard line. He was playing center field over the middle and read that perfectly for the interception.
40, 30, Murphy, you can't put that on the board. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella, 67 yards. Quentin Murphy, give him six, and Pella High lights the scoreboard up. The Dutch with a 6-0 lead, just like that is
99 and a half yards in two plays.
And now Pella High is going to have to hurry. It's 23 seconds. Clock stops to move the chains.
They still have one timeout left.
So they're in the huddle. They'll break it. They'll roll the clock. 22 seconds and counting. One wide receiver each side. First and goal, Pella. Henry has it in the end zone. Nobody touches him. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. 14.5 seconds left. I'm losing my voice on that drive. And the Dutch lead 13-0.
Johnson's got this tee out there, so he's going to look to try and split the uprights with him. The holder on this one is Payson Vandaloon. The extra point's up and it's blocked! It was blocked by Bachman. It skips around at the 30-yard line, still loose, but it's going to be Panthers ball and a nice job of breaking through the line there by Luke Bachman.
Noah rolls far side, good blocking in front of him, has a first down, cuts towards the end zone, he goes in.
Nice.
Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. Put another six on the board. A nice run by Noah Kleinberg from 9 yards out. He finds the scoring column, and the Dutch lead 20-0.
That's a big TD right there. That was very important for our momentum.
And now they're going to go with a fake pass.
He's open.
Job. Cross has got it at the 45. He takes it to the 35 and gets tripped down. A beautifully designed play there on the fake. And Cross has got it into Pella territory. Oh, what a play there for Knoxville.
Their biggest play of the night. This Pella High crowd making some noise. Knoxville crowd doing the same. Bunch formation. Zuck under center. Takes it. Hands it off. Pella High meets him and stops him on fourth down at the 25-yard line. What a stuff at the line of scrimmage. Takes the snap. Runs it up the middle himself. Burst of speed. 20. 25 to the 30. Far sideline.
Look out.
To the 40. Midfield. 40. 30. 20. 10. 5. Touchdown, Pella. 88 down Pella. One play, 88 yards.
Final score, Pella 28, Knoxville nothing. The Pella Christian Eagles hosting Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont with Andrew Schneider and Larry Hessing on KRLS2.
Fourth and about 6 or 7. It's at the 21. Empty backfield. Throws complete to Jungley, who's got it to the 5, and he's in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Pella Christian.
And that was the same play that the Eagles came out with at the beginning of the game, even though it was an incompletion. It was a play that the Eagles had a lot of success with against Albia.
Jungling's in motion. It'll go to him on that jet sweep. He's to the 5, and he's in for his second touchdown. Levi Jungling is in. Eagles lead 13-0.
That is a play the Eagles like to run down in the red zone, that jet sweep to Levi. The Eagles did that on the other end of the field earlier in this game.
On the near side, Kakmarinski's going to keep it himself and go on in untouched. Touchdown, Eagles. Kakmarinski on a 3-yard quarterback keeper. Score now 19-0.
Yeah, as you mentioned, David went in untouched. I kind of anticipated that that's the play that was going to be run.
Twins on each side. 2-point conversion attempt upcoming. Jungling's in motion. They're going to fake it. No, they're going to give it to him. He's got some space. He's got some room. He's in for two. Levi Jungling with a 2-point conversion. Eagles now up 21-0.
That time Levi not able to get all the way outside, but Levi able to find the end zone.
3rd and 5, Eagles lead by 3 scores. Kakmarinski drops back. He'll throw over the middle. Complete to Duggar, who's inside the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Eagles. What a play by Carson Duggar. Made 2 defenders miss inside the red zone, and the Eagles now lead 27-0.
And Carson jumps in the air, and then he runs and gives a big chest bump and a high five of congratulations to Graham Howerzile, who threw the block to spring Carson loose into the end zone.
Four wide receiver set. Jungling's in motion. It's going to go to Jungling, who's going to find an edge and two rockets in the backfield. Jungling trying to stay on his feet. He's trying to push the pile forward. He's in for a touchdown. What a play by Levi Jungling. A 5-touchdown lead for the Eagles.
Final score, Pella Christian 42, EBF 8. The PCM Mustangs at the CMB Raiders with Garrett Canock and Fred Lorenzen on KNIA 2.
PCM on their own 42, high snap. Marshall with the handoff. He's going to break a couple tackles. Marshall crosses the 50 to the 40. Has one man to beat down the left sideline. Dragged out of bounds by Kemp. And Kemp once again that last line of defense for CMB. But another nice run for Ronnie Marshall. 1:43 remaining. Gilman in the shotgun. Hands it off to Marshall. Marshall gets close to the goal line, and he is into the end zone. Ronnie Marshall with a one-yard touchdown in a nice offensive drive in just over 2 minutes by PCM. Gets them on the board, and they now trail 17-6, awaiting the PAT. Breaking a couple of tackles, gets close to the 50, loses the football. That's going to be PCM ball. The ball came loose in a big turnover. In a good defensive stop, as Coconut got up right around the 40-yard line. He was kind of spun down, left the football on, and got punched loose. High snap, off to Marshall. Marshall going to get into the end zone, and PCM cuts the lead down to 4, and that's how you make a team pay, turning the football over, and PCM now trails 17-13.
That's a huge turn of events right there. We got the turnover from them, and then have the big play and take it down there to score the touchdown.
Looking downfield, finds Reed. Reed makes the guy miss. He's going to get close to the end zone, and Ricky Reed, touchdown, PCM. Made the catch at the first down marker, made a couple guys miss, and gets into the end zone for a 19-yard touchdown reception, and PCM answers.
Great play by Ricky. Caught the ball, made a quick spin, and got himself into the end zone, and a good throw by Logan under a lot of pressure right there.
Second, 6, Gilman gets pressure, stays on his feet, lifts into the corner of the end zone, caught by Clark, and a PCM touchdown! And a big answer by Logan Gilman to Noah Clark. He was able to get out of the pocket, and PCM answers, and they now trail 31-27.
Great effort by Logan Gilman.
Final score, CMB 31, PCM 28. The Pleasantville Trojans travel to Bedford with Chris Krug on KNIA 3.
Play action, going to roll out, looking, got to go for one defender, he does. Might tuck it, run, no, throws it downfield. Got a man, Busick wide open, he's got a touchdown, Trojans, yes! He got it, touchdown, Trojans! 3:19 to go in the first quarter of play. Pleasantville on top and a long bomb. What a play as that ball was a 40-yard pass to the end zone. Zeb Adrian to Brock Busick. And right now the hometown crowd a little stunned here. What a start for Pleasantville on both sides of the ball. 1:15 to go, 21-7. Pleasantville down by 14 in the third quarter of play. Long counting snap for Adrian. Takes the snap, three-step drop and a look. Going to look at the outside. Going to go to Fouch's corner of the end zone. It's up for grabs. It is caught. He caught it. Touchdown, Trojans. Wow, what a catch by Fouch in the far corner of the end zone. We have a single possession ball game. I formation set here. Adrian under center. First down and goal from the 5. Busick and Luna in the backfield. Give to Luna. Luna plowing forward into the end zone. He is in. Touchdown, Trojans. 9:54 to go the ball game. They narrow it down to a 7-point game. Plenty of time here for Pleasantville.
Final score, Bedford 33, Pleasantville 21. Thanks for joining us for the week number 5 football Friday night highlights from KNIA and KRLS.